Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I was notified by chair that he was going to be unable to attend. He may possibly show up later on, but as the vice chair, I give for you.
Say again.
Say again.
We're ready to begin whenever you are.
Shanna? Shanna? Shanna.
Shanna.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I heard you say that Congressman Walker wasn't going to be able to attend this meeting. Is that correct?
Correct. Congressman Walker is not going to be able to attend.
Okay, so what are my options? Because he has not communicated to me. I have no inclination or direction of how he wants this meeting to go or proceed based on last meeting. I know there were several unanswered questions, but since he was doing the leadership of it, he is the chair. I have not heard from him, was not prepared or planned.
As the vice chair, it's your call as to how to proceed.
Okay. Well, I would have really appreciated a heads up from Congressman Walker about what we were focused on based off the last meetings. So I don't think we should just wing it. I'm not prepared to do that. Don't want to do that. Apologize to everyone else and reset another meeting.
If I say you wish to proceed, then I would encourage you to call the meeting to order and then entertain the motion to adjourn once that call has been taken.
Sounds good. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'd like to call the Education Committee meeting, 7th Osage Nation Congress, to order. The time is 3:03. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker. Congressman Pott.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Tillman.
I am here. We have a quorum. I believe before the meeting started, the committee heard my explanation. So chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do we have a second? Well, I guess the motion dies for lack of a second.
Excuse me, Congressman Tillman.
Speaker Pratt.
Hi, and I apologize, but I was logging on to my computer, so I didn't quite hear everything that was stated. I did hear the part where you hadn't heard something about the meeting and you wanted to adjourn, but I didn't catch everything, but I was just thinking, I wasn't sure why we would adjourn, that we could probably just go by the agenda that's been set and pick up the discussion. I know there are several of us who have notes, and also requests that were made in the previous meeting, so we could go over the updates that have been, that I'm sure that the programs are prepared to present. And now if they're not prepared with the information that's been requested, then okay, we couldn't move on, but I think we should maybe take a crack at it. If
thank
anyone
you, Congresswoman. Thank you. Congresswoman. Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. My thing was, I've been here since the last meeting, tuned in and ready to go with this meeting. Chair Walker, I was informed at 3 o'clock that he was not going to be able to chair the meeting. I do have notes from the last meeting, but I didn't know what the direction or intent or him as chairman. He has not communicated with me. I have not heard from him. I don't know who's in attendance here or what his motivation was to bring them in here for. I've not had that courtesy or communication from him. I don't want to wing it. I don't want to be come across to the public as being unprepared or unprofessional, but I'm in no way ready to chair this due to a lack of communication. So if that's my fault or his fault, I'm not sure who that is. My recommendation was to adjourn until the chairman can be here. And I think our rules state that you have to let us know 24 hours in advance if you're not going to be present to a meeting. And I just find out at 3 o'clock. So I made the motion to adjourn to another time. I got a so moved, I didn't get a second. So,
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'll reassert my motion to adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second for further discussion.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. There is a second discussion.
May I, Chair Tillman?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chair Tillman. So I too didn't hear exactly everything in the beginning, and so I was not I was not in on the know, in other words. And so I would prefer to go on. I do hear what you're saying without being prepared. I don't know what's going on. Congressman Walker may have had an emergency. I don't know. So, and I hope not. I hope everything's okay there. But I feel like we have some hours here and I, you know, to continue the discussion where we left off. And I would like to continue, honestly. So I don't know how the other individuals of the committee feel. I guess we'll know by the vote if you know, whenever we come through. But I really would like to continue. And the reason that I wanted to, that I seconded the motion, was so that we could have discussion concerning this particular topic. So thank you, Mr. Tillman.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. There is a motion on the floor to adjourn. It was seconded.
Chair.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know why this is being dragged out. I can see both sides. I too am prepared. I'm ready to go. But I totally understand, Mr. Chairman, the courtesy should have been extended to know where we're going today. My notes indicate that the chairman of the committee was to follow up with Scholarship America and a few other entities. I don't know if they're here with us today, don't know if they've been arranged to be here today. I think that that's something that the chairman or the acting chairman should have control over. So I support adjourning because we're not prepared to have this meeting at this time. So I'll be voting yes.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Motion failed.
Okay, next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Please take a few minutes to go over the minutes as presented.
Chair Tillman?
Congresswoman Lemon?
I have a question. Thank you, sir. I have a question for the clerk, if I may.
Continue.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, and probably is something I'm just overlooking, or usually whenever on some of the minutes, I've noticed that there's been like an introduction of who gave like the opening statements concerning a section and on some of our minutes. And so I didn't see it in these minutes. Is that something that you usually do, or it just depends?
I try to do that as often as I can if it's narrowed down to one or two people, but when there's a huge amount of discussion from multiple entities or individuals, I don't try to label them all because it gets a little out of
here. Okay, I thank you. Thank you. Mr. Tillman?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 15th as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes and the minutes are approved. Real quick, clerk, is Congressman Baker not part today?
He was not here at roll call and I have not seen him come on yet.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I called Congressman Baker. He wasn't aware we're meeting. My understanding is he's signing on right now.
Okay. Go back to the clerk. Does that have an effect on the motion that was made, or are we beyond that and just moving on?
We are past that and moving on.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon?
I do apologize, Chair Tillman, but I think we skipped over an agenda item.
Oh, we did. We did. Prayer. Congresswoman Lemon, would you render an afternoon prayer, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair Tillman. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for this beautiful weather. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We ask you to forgive us for our sins and all these things we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Let's see. Let me get back to my agenda. Okay, next item number 5, ONCA 2076, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $48,065,630 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. I believe we are on section, according to the agenda, revised agenda, section 14, Deposka and Kodapi. Not really sure. I'll like to kind of open the floor, but where were we as far as, I do remember the last meeting. We had Superintendent Martin with us. We talked about enrollment, the direction, the students, the grades, the combination, the many different things with that. So is Mr. Martin with us today?
Yes, I am, Congressman.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Martin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So I'm chairing this meeting unexpectedly. I was not prepared. I don't know if you've been in contact with Chairman of the Education Committee, Congressman Walker. In your recollection or knowledge, do you know what the next step or what he had planned to discuss with you today?
No, I didn't have any follow-up after the meeting.
Thank you, sir. Committee? Any other committee members?
Mr. Chair?
Congressman Maker?
Yes, I'd just like to inform the committee and everyone that I am here now, and I was unaware that we were having a meeting this afternoon. I apologize. So, here I am. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. I'll just update you since you're a little bit late, but you're here, and I appreciate that. I was advised at 3 o'clock that Congressman Walker would not be able to chair the education meeting today. So I was unprepared to chair the meeting, and I'm winging it the best I can. There was a motion to postpone or to adjourn and schedule another meeting so that Chairman Walker could be here, but that failed. So we're continuing on. And right now we are on ONCA 2076, section 14. We have Superintendent Martin here with us, but I'm really unsure of why he is on the agenda. And I've asked him and he's not really sure either. So anyone else from the committee recall or have any notes of why Superintendent Martin would be here or what the discussion was to Deposka?
Mr. Tillman?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Good afternoon, Mr. Martin.
Good afternoon, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. I do, my understanding and recollection, and I do take notes like most folks, is that we hadn't finished the discussion concerning this particular budget. And in fact, the closing remark from our chair of this committee he basically just talked about the cost per student, as I recall that in his closing remark. And we didn't get any movement with this particular budget section. And just from being the chair from other meetings, we've been trying to work through these budgets and putting them back on agendas. so that they could continue to be discussed because there wasn't any movement forward with this particular section. And we, you know, moved forward. We adjourned the meeting because we, of course, we were getting close to the end of time. And so anyways, I appreciate you being on here today, Mr. Martin, and just to go over another topic, because I believe that I had some notes down that I had the inappropriate notes, because I recall Congressman Potts in the last meeting asked about the enrollment number, and the current enrollment number is 25. But you have six that are six more that are going to be coming in soon, because I had written down that you had 31 students, and then towards the end of the meeting, Congressman Potts asked for an act. He thought it was 25, and you said it was 25.
We're going to have 31 enrolled. So the number would be 31.
You're going to have 31 enrolled. Okay, Mr. Martin. So at today, though, you don't have the 31 is basically the clarification on that.
Well, we're getting enrollment forms in. We got a couple yesterday. And we have these commitments, but we just need all the enrollment forms. So we have commitments for 31.
Okay. Well, that's different than a commitment. Okay. Thank you very much. And then when I asked you the question in the last meeting about max number of students, I wasn't specific. Max number of students in the building that you're in right now is 50 to 60. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. But clarifying, we are using the Head Start building and the Deposca building. So that's two facilities we're occupying.
So what classrooms are in? Can you give me a breakdown of where the classrooms are?
Yes. The younger ones are in the Head Start building, the infants, preschool, and kindergarten. And then the first, second, third, and fourth grade are here in the Deposca building.
Okay, great. Thank you. I want to change gears for a moment, if that's all right. So do have the staff and the students had a Wajaji language assessment recently, or are they still within the same assessment period the last time they had one completed?
We're all taking the classes. But we had an assessment last year, I think it was toward the end of the year, and then everybody was assessed, but then we broke, you know, for COVID in March. But yes, everyone was assessed last year, and we have not had an assessment this year, but we just picked up where we left off.
With the assessments that you had, okay, so you're going off those assessments for moving forward in progression. Will there be another assessment? Is there a planned assessment anytime in the near future?
Well, I'm not sure. Are you talking about kids or teachers?
Actually, teachers, well, both actually.
Well, the teachers is what I was referring to, that we had because we get taught through the language department, and there was a language assessment for all the staff, and we just picked up where we left off. And the students, we picked up where we left off. We haven't had a language test, but they've had little quizzes from their teacher, but not an official language test yet.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Martin. And the assessment that the teachers did receive, is it in a report form that you could share with us?
Okay, the assessment of the students?
The teacher, I'm sorry, the teachers?
The teachers were assessed by the language department, and they have those results.
Okay. Did you receive the results?
I looked at them. Yeah, I don't remember having a copy of them. I think the teacher shared them with me, and they're very positive. We had several teachers scoring the upper 90 percentile. So it was really pretty positive results.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. That's all I have for the moment. Thank you, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. We're still on section 14. Any other members of the committee have any questions about the budget or the program plan?
Chair Tillman, this is Congressman Keene.
Congressman Keene, please.
Superintendent Martin, I was wondering, did you say there's a goal to actually expand the grades beyond the fourth grade?
Right, we're going to go to fifth grade next year. We're adding a grade next year, and so that would be our next goal, would be add fifth grade, because this year was adding fourth grade.
I guess I'm wondering, with your low enrollment, what's the rationale behind keeping to add grades? And plus the fact that we're not accredited. I guess I'm wondering, why is there such a rush to do that?
Well, when you're starting a school, that's a very good methodology to follow, adding one grade per year, instead of when you start a school to say, we're going to go through fifth grade and you have all these kids all at once. So you start off small and then you add each year one grade level. And the enrollment and the accreditation go together. Once we're accredited, which we plan on doing this year, we will see more enrollment. And the enrollment next year should go up. That's our goal anyway.
So it was never a feasible option just to have like K through four and just be accredited and maybe just operate that for a few years and just see how that goes. We just want to keep adding, like you said.
I think originally the original plan was to go all the way through 12th grade, to have pre-K to 12th grade. And so we're in the process of working toward that goal, but we're just taking it one year at a time. And accreditation is one of our biggest goals. And until we reach that, it's hard to predict the future.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Any other members of the committee have any questions?
Congressman Tillman.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to comment on Congresswoman Lemon's discussion about the assessments. That is one discussion that we had in a previous meeting, and that was part of the information that one of the members of the committee had asked for at one point. And if you'll recall that Selena Noir, Wakanze Selena, sent that in an email to us. It's the assessment results that they have for the instructors, their teachers. So I was going to point your direction to that we do have that. As far as the children's assessments, just as Mr. Martin stated that they do have their tests, et cetera, they will be receiving grades for the language. I was going to say they just had another test for language, because I heard Wakanze Pratt speaking to them this morning as I'm working home from home today, and going back over some of the pieces, as particularly with the orthography for the children, because of based off of their last quizzes assessments for this year. As far as education, I can speak for my children and communicating with the teachers, and they
have been doing the assessments in the Mobi Max. They have the assessments to provide to find out where they are at this time, moving into this school year. I do have a question of, as far as Congressman Keene, I kind of was wondering his comment on why is there such a rush to be accredited. And I think we're behind on accreditation. I don't know. I mean, obviously we want it to happen. I think it's happening very quickly with a lot of hard work that has had to take place in the last year. I know Mr. Martin was given a big task to get that together and move us forward quicker. But I would hardly call it a rush to become accredited because that's been the goal for quite some time. And, you know, we've had the school for 5 years now. So I think it's definitely time. And I'm glad to know that that is going well, but we have to obviously get it right and complete all the steps that they require for the school to get there. So I do have a question for Mr. Martin, though, in talking about the children that are have been submitting applications. I think that's what you had stated, that are committed. What is the age group of those children?
There are two preschoolers that are applying. One would be 3 and one would be 4, I guess. And then there are infants. I think one of the initial ideas or goals of this school was to make it a family environment where it wasn't just an industrial school where you have each grade level like the public school, but to have it more of an Osage family and culture environment. And so we're going back to accepting infants, which we started off last year, then we moved them to the WELA, and now we're going to have infants back in the school. So there are 4 applications for infants.
Any other further questions?
Yeah, Chair Tillman, this is Congressman Keene.
Congressman Keene.
Just to clarify to Speaker Pratt, I said the rush to add grades, not the rush to get accredited. I was wondering why maybe wait till we get accredited then to keep adding grades. I was just wondering why we keep adding even though we're not accredited yet. That was my question posed earlier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Congressman.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I was going to respond to that. Like, that's how you stated it, though. And so that's why I responded in that manner, because then you did go on to ask about the grades. I will even Mr. Martin, in the original vote to move forward with the school years ago, that we follow the strategic plan, and that was the goal all along, which is why I'm saying is that obviously we want to get to the point of accreditation because they should be meeting up at this point. But that was the plan all along, to keep adding a grade each year. And that's the Congress at that time did a resolution regarding the school, because basically kind of a message to a statement to any future leaders, should, you know, when Congress members change, administration changes, in supporting this school moving forward, so that you don't lose that time that has been put in the previous years. Thank you. I was just pointing that out, that has been the plan since the beginning when we voted to originally move forward with the school.
Chair Tillman.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chair Tillman. If I could direct my question to Speaker Pratt, could you tell me the date and time of that email? Because I'm not finding it that you referenced. And so I appreciate you bringing our attention to there. So if you could you help me out?
Chairman, Mayor.
Continue.
Thank you. I believe it's September 10th.
September 10th.
Let me look again. I was writing down what the members of Congress. September 10th, it was sent from Shanna. My apologies. Okay. She forwarded Shanna and a few others. So it was September 10th at 4:13. And that will be, you'll look from Shanna.
Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. I've either skipped over it or clicked on it and didn't read it all the way through. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other members of the committee, members of Congress, have any questions about Section 14? If not, moving on to Section 35, DePaska and Kadapi Administration. We'll open up the floor to the committee if they have any questions about Section 35. Anybody have any questions about Section 35?
Chairman.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I'm trying to quickly look over that particular budget because I didn't have anything specifically that I put in my notes, but I mean, clearly it was who had some questions for follow-up because we didn't report it out. So, I mean, I would assume it was something in the financials or a report that somebody was wanting, but if we can't even remember, then, I mean, it would really just lie in, are we comfortable with what we're seeing right now to be able to report the sections out? So,
Mr. Chair,
I'm trying to quickly look over that. Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I have in my notes that we had requested reports that needed to go back through the chairman. And with the absence of a chairman here to provide an update, I don't know that I have the answers to my questions. So,
any other members of the committee have any questions, comments?
Mr. Chair?
Congressman Maker.
Yeah, but do we have anyone here today that can make some sort of a comment while we're in this meeting? I would suggest that just if we could have anyone to make some kind of a comment where we can move on and get these sections out.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. I have not had any communication with the chair of education. Don't know what his plans or intentions are. So I'm really hesitant to make any movements without his consent, being the chairman. So I don't mind the discussion that we're having at all, but to make any movements towards a formal review and moving it out without the chairman being here, I just feel uncomfortable doing that. So is there any specific questions that anyone recalls or information? I think Congressman Potts referred to some information that was coming in for this Section 35, the admin, but I have been not been made aware of where that information is.
Chair Tillman.
Is that Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Thank you, Chair Tillman. So if I could direct the question to Congressman Potts.
Please.
Thank you, Chair Tillman. So, Mr. Potts, you alluded to some information that you were awaiting, and would you like to share what information you're awaiting, what we discussed last time, what you have down in your notes, if you don't mind?
There were reports that we worked with the chairman of the committee on that we requested information that the chair said that they would follow up with. I believe that the chair would do that. I have no reason to believe he wouldn't, but we've had statements today that that communication did not take place. So we don't have the follow-up reports from the chairman for this committee. So I don't prefer to spend time rehashing the 2.5-hour meeting we had last time. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Back to Section 35, the Posca and Gatapi budget. For administration plans, Mr. Martin, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, do you have any recollection of where information requested by the committee or Congressman Walker?
I'm afraid I don't have anything to add. I could clarify things if you had any questions.
Sure. Okay. Committee, are there any further?
Yes, Mr. Tillman, I have.
Questions,
I do have
comments.
I do. This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you very much, Chair Tillman. So I understand we're rehashing the fact that the chairman's not here, and that's been stated I don't know how many times. So I have some frustrations. And I hear the frustrations and some other folks' voices also. So with that being said, I would like to consider further discussion on what these dangling reports are out here that we're requesting and get them in motion form so that they can be reflected in our minutes so that they can be followed up on. And so the next time that this particular topic and budget is on our agenda, that we will have the minutes to reflect back to what reports we're requesting and what we're waiting on, because I do recall requesting the information about the assessments, and then I overlooked the email, which I have seen now, and I shared that with the committee. That was something that I was looking at, but we don't know what Mr. Potts has in his notes, and he doesn't want to rehash it. So if we don't have a motion, how in the world are we going to move forward with anything at this point? Unless we put a motion in form and put it in the minutes, and so it can reflect in the minutes. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions about the Section 35? Hearing none, we'll move on to Section 17, the Education Department. Mrs. Wildcat, are you with us today?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good morning. Sorry, good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. We are good.
Good. I have a revised agenda here, Section 17, Education Department. I know there was some information that I believe Chairman Walker had requested. There may have been a committee member or two that requested some additional information. Do you recall any of that, and or was there nothing, or are you, or do you, what do you recall that you were placed back onto this agenda for?
I actually do not recall a request from Congressman Walker, and I really don't. I mean, if anyone has any questions, I'm definitely willing to answer.
Sure.
But I don't know exactly what else is needed.
Thank you, Ms. Wildcat. Okay, we're on Section 17, Education Department. Any members of the committee or the members of Congress have any questions about the Education Department, Section 17?
Mr. Chair? This is Maker.
Congressman Maker.
Well, as I recall in that last education meeting, Mr. Wildcat had a really great presentation and gave us a really good rundown of what's going on there and all the great things we're doing. And despite the COVID issues, they're really doing a lot of great things. And I don't recall any other further information being requested that day. I think everything was reviewed. And that's what we're doing here, reviewing. We're not making a motion to report out to Congress with the due pass or, you know, as we normally do. But as far as I know, we had a great presentation the other day over the Education Department. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Congressman Maker. And I do agree with that as well. Again, just being looking at my revised agenda, Section 17, Education Department is here. Again, I don't have any communication of why it was placed here. So I'm just asking members of the committee or members of Congress their recollection or moving forward. But again, I'm hesitant to make any motions or movement with this without the consideration of communication with the chair. Any other questions regarding Section 17 at this time? Okay, hearing none, moving on to Section 34. We're at the Higher Education Scholarship Fund. Any members of the committee or Congress have any questions, comments about Section 34, the Higher Education Scholarship Fund?
Mr. Tillman, this is Congressman Tillman, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
I recall I recall the discussion about the projected, I might not say this correctly, the possible projection of, and Congressman Potts and I kind of had a conversation about it here on the air, about the request for payment. Am I saying that correctly? Trying to project the possibility of how many more requests for payments would come in from 9/8 until today's date. Do you recall that conversation, Ms. Wildcat?
Yes, I do remember you guys bringing up possibly wanting a report from up into 9/15, but then I think there was some discussion that continued to take place after that, and that's where I was confused because I wasn't sure if that was something you still wanted or not. And if it is, we can send the request to Scholarship America. We just need some clarification on that part.
Okay. May I continue, Chair Tillman?
Please do.
Thank you, Mr. Tillman. So yes, thank you for refreshing my memory. We did have a continued conversation because then I made the comment about the deadline being for the payment request wouldn't be until I thought either the middle or the end of the month. And then there was further discussion that there was also an extension on the appeals process because of technical difficulties that some of our constituents had when Scholarship America changed over programs of some type. And I agree, I wasn't clear thinking back now about that report from 9/8 to 9/15, or do we want to go forth with it? So I would like to hear what Mr. Potts' thoughts are on that.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, that's essentially the information we were after. I think it left on the request for the chair to coordinate for Scholarship America to be with us on the call today to go over their status update report, which is their monthly report they provide the Congress. So I'm not sure we have the update that was requested yet. So that's where left off, and I believe why it was put back on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Do we know if anybody from Scholarship America is with us today on the phone? Okay.
I believe so.
Who's this?
Sorry, this is Mary. I don't see any of them on here, so I don't think that they are on the meeting, but I do know that she mentioned if you all would like for them to attend, if they could have like more like at least a week of the notification prior to. So maybe that could be why, I don't know.
Okay. Mary, did you know if the chairman, Walker, was aware of that week's advance notice, or does any member of Congress recall that? Anyone on the committee?
Chair, this is Maker.
Congressman Maker.
I don't recall the official invitation to Scholarship America, but I do know there were questions that only they could answer. From what I remember of the last meeting, and I think the main question was some of the students having a hard time getting their documentation together, the three things, you know, grades, the class schedule, and something else, but in order to submit their request for funding for the semester. So I do know that was an issue because of the COVID. Some of the smaller schools were having a hard time supplying those documents to some of the students. That's about the main thing I can recall. But most of the questions, I think, would be directed at a representative from Scholarship America at our next meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Maker. Any other members of Congress have any questions or comments toward Section 34, the Higher Education Scholarship Fund?
Mr. Tillman, I have a motion.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I'd like for the minutes to reflect that the Education Committee has reviewed Section 14 and Section 35, the POSCA Unkadapi, and Section 17, Education Department. That's my motion.
Okay, there was a motion on the floor. Where was the second?
Pratt.
Second by Pratt. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Who was that? Clerk?
Congressman Maker. Maker?
Yes. Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No. Motion passes. Any other questions on Higher Education Scholarship Fund?
Congressman Tillman?
Speaker Pratt?
I move to postpone whatever section the scholarship 34 scholarship
correct
fund to the call of the chair pending the information previously requested.
Second. Maker.
Motion by Speaker Pratt, seconded by Congressman Maker. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.